Welcome back, my friend, Chef Hatman Live. This is Eggtoberfest 2016, numero 19. And for those of you who are wondering, next year will be the big 20th anniversary, if you haven't figured it out. But every time we get a chance, you've already heard from Artie Irani. I mean, that's a great interview, Chef Eric. I mean, he's an awesome guy.
He is, you know, and what he's done for this brand in creating this brand as it is now. I mean, Ed Fisher did an incredible job getting it to where he got it. And now, Artie's taking it to a whole new level.
Well, the whole idea about Eggtoberfest is, as Artie said, it's about reaching out to the masses, to the people, to get to see, create. And one person that we turned on to the Big Green Egg, and now she has become a Big Green Egg aficionado. Now, I wouldn't try to stir things up and suggest she thinks she's better than you on it, but I would say it's got to be none other than the irascible. Irascible. Francine Bryson, Francine, another weekend in Eggdom for you, darling.
You're using an awful lot of big words.
I'm sorry. Irascible.
Is that what you do with an eraser? You erase something? Or what is that word?
Erase.
All right, enough of that. Anyway, Francine, this is your first. You've been to two Egg Fest, but this is the Mac Daddy.
This is the grandpa of Egg Fest, and I'm already hungry and ready to scourge the multitudes.
Well, Artie said there's 275 eggs out here. I'll bet there's probably a few more than that. They're cooking from all over the world that come to join us at this thing. They've got live entertainment you can hear. They haven't even opened yet. We're still half an hour before opening, and the line is about a half mile long of people waiting to get in.
Yeah, it was crazy. So that's why I wore my stretchy britches. I don't care what they look like. I wore my stretchy britches. I'm going to fill up.
And this is the place to do it. The food is going to be spectacular. Now, Chef Eric, you and I will be on dueling demo stages all afternoon, so we don't get a chance to get out and have as much fun as everybody else. Our fun is when the crowds are the least.
Well, you know, we're just going to need to make sure that when we're on stage that I've got the stage that has, you know, the real people food, and that you have the stage that's got all that hoity-toity stuff that you like.
He's the hoity-toity chef.
I think he's being, how should we say it, obnoxious.
Yes. He's just being him.
Yeah, well, oh, man.
We love you.
Yeah, as she pulls the knife out of your back. But anyway, this is exciting for you, Francine. This is your first major Eggtoberfest. And as already said, he doesn't necessarily want it to be the biggest. He wants it to be big and the best, so that as many people can come in here and enjoy it. As he said, the cook's tickets, which were 275, were sold out in hours.
I honestly can believe that. There's a lot of people here that I follow on Instagram. Like, there's Big Green Craig, who I'm in love with his Instagram. It's just food porn. And then there's Dr. Barbecue. He's here. And then Meat Church. He's here. And I'm fangirling now. I'm a normal person. I'm an egghead, but yeah, I'm a groupie. I'm big time groupie with these barbecuers. And you know, Big Green Craig, he's got what's called Thunderdome in his house. He's got six eggs built around in this dome, and they cooked the whole hog last night. I'm ready to find him and get on that and find out how good that hog is.
Well, you're also Chef of the Fat Man is here too. Yeah. Why you're name dropping?
Yeah.
Remember us? I'm sorry. Oh wait, we don't always get mentioned in everything, like posts and articles. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The chef doesn't always get mentioned.
Get you a stinking Instagram and I'd follow you. Okay. I already follow you on Facebook. Isn't that enough? Yeah. I think he's stalking me.
Well, anyway, I'll tell you what. The food that we've already seen is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things that in a little while we're going to have a chance to sit down with another great person who's really become a fan of the egg. And that's Janice Brockmeyer from Southern Sailings. And she's going to remind us. I mean, we can't remind people enough. This is history. This is culinary history that you can be a part of. The first time ever on any cruise ship, multiple chefs, multiple culinary talents have gotten together to where the people can actually sit down and enjoy the cruise and all the things that go with the cruising on the crown jewel of the Caribbean and Royal Caribbean, and they make everything, they take it to the detail. But then you get to hang out with the chefs like Francine, Eric, the rest of us that are going to be there. Eddie, I mean, all of them are going to be there. It's going to be a big time, and Janice is going to tell us. And I understand there may be a special discount that she's going to talk about that is critical to the happiness of Chef Eric and I. And I'm sure Janice will bring that up in a little while.
The cool thing about the cruise is you get a chance, as celebrity chefs, we don't get a chance to actually just be on the same level with the fans. It's hi, how you doing, go on to the next one, because it's so busy. And with this, we've got 7 days, we get to hang out, we get to eat, we get to enjoy the food, we get to vacation and relax, and that's the cool part about this. And you think about it, once a year you go on a cruise for 7 days and you hang out with celebrities, that's not a bad gig. So.
It really isn't. And Chef Eric, you know, we've been to a lot of these things, and a lot of people want to talk to us. There just isn't enough time, especially after you're exhausted doing shows and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you've, you know, after we do a show, you're still probably going to be pretty exhausted. But then the next step is, you know, you go back, you freshen up a little bit, you come back out, have an adult beverage, maybe a cigar or something like that, and, you know, get to hang out with folks and talk stories. You know, some of the greatest inspirations I get for recipes come from talking to other people about what they've done in the past and some of their recipes from when they were growing up and things like that. So you've always got to have your ears open, no matter how good you are as a professional chef, to new opportunities.
Oh, I think that's your transportation arriving, Chef Eric.
I heard you were here.
Yes, yes. The Uber police escort is here, you know. But Francine, I know you haven't had a chance to walk around. What's your initial impressions? Because you've done a lot of food events. You've done a lot of things.
I'm in love. I want to move in, and I want to, like, drag one of these eggs behind the car with me. It's just, I mean, this is a great place for a food lover. It's a great place for anybody who likes to barbecue and cook outside and do their thing. This is heaven for me.
Well, the great thing about the egg is it's approachable for almost anybody. And we were talking about it last night at the meet and greet, which was fantastic. But the fact that people look at the price tag and they get a little shocked, but you got it when you said, tell them what we were talking about.
Well, last week I discovered that about my first time ever making the biscuits on the egg, and they were absolutely phenomenally perfect. And I'm not bragging, they were that good. But the cool thing about the egg is you can cook your meal, dessert, baking, side dishes. I'm interested in trying to make grits on the egg. I heard it can be done, so I want to do that. My thing is, it's an investment, yes, but it's an investment that will feed you forever almost. It's just, you can cook anything on it, side dishes, anything.
And it lasts. That's the thing, is it lasts forever. I mean, if you think about some of the grills out on the market, you end up throwing it away 2-3 years in. Yeah, they rust out, whatever. Never going to happen on an egg. I mean, there are eggs out there that are 30 years old and more. I mean, mine's probably 8 years old or something like that. And, you know, looks like new. I replace a few things here and there, a gasket, and I'm done. I was actually in San Francisco yesterday, and at the meeting that I was at, there was 8 people in the room. 2 of them have eggs, and one of them said, all right, if you come show me how to use it, I'll buy one too. So when I go back out there, I'm going to take him to the store, make them live up to it, and buy an egg. It used to be you didn't see eggs out on the West Coast.
Yeah, they get a little snooty out there, but they eventually catch up, you know. I mean, we caught up to their marijuana, they caught up to our culinary. You know, I mean, it's, you know, everything complements.
It's from the South, and everything great starts in the South, and that's where Big Green started.
Well, I'll tell you, my friends, I think Chef Francine Bryson, the redneck chef, I think she and Baker, she summed it up best. How can you finish any stronger than that? We are Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are here, Eggtoberfest 2016, Stone Mountain, Georgia, baby. The band's cranking up. The food stages are getting ready. And Chef Eric, we're going to have to hit the stage here in a little while.
Yes, we are. We'll be right back.
Taking it to the streets of Stone Mountain Park.